Bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome back to Bone Throwers Theater. My name is Aaron, playing Sam Falouche.
This is Johnny, playing Chime North.
This is Jeff, playing Jer, I'm All Better Land.
This is Jeremy, playing Julian, not for long, Ilix.
Oh, no.
This is Ellie, playing not better, Archie.
Handless. And I'm Jordan, and I am playing Bugs.
The hands of feet.
Oh, have you noticed that I have a bug on my wall?
I did notice that.
Yeah.
It's a big beetle.
Never let it be said that I don't draw inspiration from my surroundings.
Previously on Bone Throwers Theater.
You guys went and you found a box in the middle of an alley. It has a broken reel-to-reel machine in it, and someone in your group broke it.
It's okay, it's fixable.
I mean, it's fixable.
It was better than the alternative.
Blowing up.
The kids found the box in the alley and just were just throwing this pipe bomb around like it was nothing.
Yeah.
You'll need to mark on your character sheet that you're wounded.
Or that you have no hand.
Wounded.
Yes. So that's a minus to all your dice.
Until I can attach a new hand.
And that's where we go to the Healing Hands Armory and get you another hand.
Just stick a bazooka on my stump.
What is this, grindhouse?
Or shotgun.
A chainsaw.
So you're trying to get through a hallway, if I remember correctly. Mm-hmm. And there's a whole bunch of creepy, crawly, mechanical kaijlets.
Yes.
What are you going to do next?
Oh yeah, your hand became a monster.
I'm going to attempt to run up the stairs.
Okay.
Whilst running up the stairs, I'm going to be screaming Jerry's name.
Grab your dice.
Okay.
Because we'll have to see if you can dodge around the things that are on the stairs. Reflexes.
We'll say there was in the episode where Sam found Katari on the bed. There was that fire proxy that could fly.
Yes.
Is it running or dodging?
Yes. So use elemental body in conjunction with flame jet.
Probably dodge it.
And fly up the steps.
And then you have to roll piloting.
Johnny Storm impression.
Then you have to roll piloting, which is under.
What kind of steps are these? It's
concrete.
There's a court, the steps are interior.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So there's there's going to be a little middle space where I can.
It's a big middle space.
Yeah, it's pretty good size.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big courtyard.
I'm going to take that suggestion and use flame jet, and you said just use it to boost myself?
Jordan had the fire proxy flame jet and fly out of the window.
Yep.
Okay. I guess I'll make an attempt for that.
What's your dice code on that?
5D.
So you're at 4D right now.
All right, let's just go ahead and use a fate point because I'm on dangerous grounds here.
So 8D.
What?
Peekaboo!
For the record, Ellie managed to roll her dice and one of the dice landed on top of her wild die.
35?
Okay. So you're able to flame on. You don't have as many stabilizers.
And you can't Iron Man as well without your other hand.
Right.
And you're screaming Jer's name.
Yes.
Jer.
Should I roll my perception?
I think that would be a good idea.
What is...
Oh, wow, Jeff.
Oh.
Huh?
I got a 15.
Okay. You notice someone screaming your name.
Jer!
Aaron, go ahead and roll me some dice. Go ahead and roll me your perception. Everybody with Sam can go ahead and do that as well.
Perception. 9.
13.
15.
Julian.
Yes.
You, I'm assuming, are returning. Who's carrying the box?
I'll have the box.
Chime has the box?
Chime has the box.
Chime has the box. I'm assuming you guys are following the same configuration back?
Yeah.
Yeah. As you round the far end of the block, you come to see that Gardner's apartment building has crawlies all over the outside of it.
And he sees this with what aspect of his vision?
Regular.
And just, also, just regular?
Like in heat.
In heat. So not elemental. Okay.
Yeah.
You would think that a whole bunch of tiny little elementals would get together and do something like this?
Under the guidance of a sadistic individual, maybe.
What about one giant elemental that's controlling all of them?
Hive mind.
Do we only see the swarm? We don't see the big kaiju?
No.
Okay.
Julian relays that information. It's like, there's a swarm of something on the building.
A swarm of...
I can't tell what it is. So Julian's going to look through his rifle scope, see if he can see clearly what they're dealing with.
Okay. Jer.
I go to check out who's yelling at me.
Okay. As you do that, you notice that the radio that had been turned down a little bit is making all sorts of weird, like, squelching noises. And it sounds like it's layers on top of each other.
Well, that doesn't sound right.
I go to the stairs.
You see Rocket Man. You keep on going, you pass that floor, you keep on going past the top of the building, and Julian, Chime, Sam, all of a sudden you just see this, like,
red rocket,
and so Archie's just like a plume of smoke and like bits and pieces of these crawly things just falling off of him as you guys are watching.
So if Julian was watching and was able to locate that on the scope, he's gonna say, and that's Archie. That Archie is flying.
And I'm just like, what the heck just happened? And I look back down.
And you see that the majority of the inside of the building is covered.
Oh my.
Between you and the ground.
Yeah, I'm gonna start whipping water at them.
Okay.
Oh, God. I got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh my goodness. So you got 5 points.
35.
To dodge your water jets.
Well, I didn't even manage to make the water coalesce, so.
Oh, all right.
Congratulations. You do nothing. Are you going to stay where you are? Are you going to go down? Or are you going to go up?
I'm going to poke my head back into Gardner's apartment and say, Gardner, let's go.
You see a bug ripping his throat out.
Yeah.
No, my. I do not say that to him.
Sparks are flying everywhere. Wires. Hydraulic fluid is spraying against the walls. Grass is starting to spread out from underneath his feet. Roots are starting to shoot down into the floor.
Wait, but it's contained.
Dave broke the containment. It's being violently released.
That's new.
When's the last time we've seen an android die violently?
Me, Ronnie. We didn't see it happen. We saw the body, but yep. There was no... That we could tell. There was just black fluid.
Tree leaves start poking out from the gash in his throat as a branch starts shooting out and violently hits the ceiling of the room.
I'm going to turn around and start running up the stairs.
Okay.
The building, unless there's more up there coming down at me.
Not that you can see, but the building is starting to...
Like shaking.
Shaking, you can feel like the integrity of the floor start to go.
Julian's gonna start running towards the building.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and roll initiative.
What? All of the above?
I'm gonna add that to mine.
Well, guys, congratulations. I just rolled a one on my wild die.
Alright, that'll be the one for the night.
I rolled a 5.
Much better than that.
I rolled a 9.
15.
10.
8.
6.
And then me.
So all of us go before the Kaijulets.
Okay, I don't think my question earlier was ever answered. What are these things made of?
Are they stone or
metal?
Stone and metal?
Yes. Their body looks like metal. Like metal plating.
So Julian was running towards the building. Can Julian tell that the building is starting to structurally be compromised?
Roll perception.
14.
No.
No.
Target number was 15.
Okay.
So do you want to spend a character point?
No.
Is there something else that you wanted to do?
Well, as he's approaching, if he's seeing these things crawling, he's probably going to try and shoot one.
Okay.
Seeing how Archie was flying away from this.
Okay.
So, marksmanship.
Ooh.
Not bad.
Not bad.
12. 20. Gosh, these things are dodgy.
23.
Character point.
Okay.
23.
Tyler's defender. Character point. 26.
Okay. So just to clarify, what you said was Ty goes to the defender.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we have been playing.
Yep.
Yeah. So since Julian is taking the shot, Ty would go to...
Would go to the...
The kite blood. And then rolling damage, which is 70.
He rolled a 1 on the bottom.
He did.
And that was still a 12.
That's 9.
Yeah.
So that's incapacitated.
It's dead. These are not big enough to... You knock down one out of several hundred.
Well, yeah, I just...
So, your turn, Chung.
Alright, so... Is the building itself on fire from Archie's flame?
No.
Okay.
Not on fire. Turning into an arboretum. Yes. You start seeing actually greenery bursting through the windows, like centering on the apartments.
All right. Do I see Jer at all?
No, he's still in the building.
Okay. I put the box down and I'll shoot.
Okay.
Well, and I miss.
Holy shit.
Oh my god. That is a picture.
How did that
happen?
Someone
take a picture. Someone take a picture of this.
Oh my god.
You know what the worst part is? He still beat me.
Nuh-uh.
Savor that.
Wow.
How often are you ever going to see that?
That never happens. Except for when I roll.
That's even true. You don't roll that bad.
That's true. He has before with more dice.
Yes.
I rolled 6 dice. And then I rolled all ones.
The 4 was 6 dice. And I rolled a 2.
You rolled all ones.
I'll let you go ahead and get a couple shots off at him.
Okay.
And destroy a few of those.
I'll roll damage. What's damage on the...
3 plus 2.
Well, yeah.
Okay, that was a 13.
I'm not even bothering.
Yeah, we shoot them, they die. There's just so many of them.
Right, exactly. Do you think I want to do the paperwork on several hundred little tiny bugs?
Yes.
Yes.
Up next is Ellie.
Can I communicate myself through the radio?
Have you ever tried it?
Yes, we practiced before
they left.
I don't
think you have.
No.
So that would be your action, to attempt in a last-ditch effort to try and...
Contact.
Yes. Transmit.
What would that be under?
Tech,
then.
It's knowledge.
I'm gonna spend a fable.
Why not? You got several from me tonight.
Yeah. Oh my god! 13.
I will let it happen, but your transmission is not going to come through clear. Because first, this is your first time doing it.
Do I get some words through?
You do, but they're distorted. You don't realize this. You think everything is going through just
right,
fine.
Right. What would you like to do with fire today?
Some kind of a firestorm thing. Or lightning. We've done lightning.
Jerry's
in the middle of the building again.
I'll allow it.
Just healed himself.
Luckily, you were not successful at using your water this time.
Yes, but this time he's in the building, not just adjacent to it.
So the question is, so Archie knows that Jer's in there, Sam doesn't.
Correct. What Archie has seen so far, he wouldn't try just blazing them out, because he's tried that, and it's really...
A couple of times.
Yeah, and it's really done nothing.
It made them stronger.
Yeah, so what would fire and air make?
Plasma.
Yeah, plasma fire. Well, if you can do
water
a plasma fire, then you can do a more direct strike.
Yeah, do plasma bolts.
Yeah.
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 All right.
Are we next to a water rail?
Yes, and also you are a building that is connected to plumbing, and there are tree roots that are shattering the plumbing.
Archie's going to make a connection to the mobile radio, and what you're going to hear is, Plasma! Archie! Help!
Okay.
Now with that, Archie's just going to instantly do it and hope for the best.
Okay, well, it's a good thing that Sam is next.
And knowing that that message is likely meant for Sam, because the plasma ability is something we had worked on.
Something you would notice training.
Yeah, I would.
Sam's the one that holding the radio, so.
I would go ahead and attempt to shoot plasma at the building.
I love it.
And I'm down one die, right?
Yes.
Okay. My goodness.
Hmm.
That's a pretty good roll from both of you.
30.
27.
Sounds like that's successful. Go ahead and collaboratively describe the effect. I'll tell you what goes wrong.
Of course.
Archie's going to face looking down instead of looking up, and he's just going to aim his target for the greatest group he sees.
At the base of the building.
And so what this actually functions as is Sam has to direct the air into the same space that the origination.
To heat it up to a point of plasma.
Yeah.
And I will have to say this is only coming from one of my limbs now, so it's less of a, it's pretty much a flame jet coming out. A steady flame jet, but it's coming from one space, so you even have less of a target.
Okay. Yeah. I blast that air into where you would be sending your fire from. So we create superheated plasma air.
So now, do you do like a sonic boom type of separation? Like a thunderclap type of thing to...
No, I would say that, like when the plasma shoots, I would say that, yeah, when you superheat air, suddenly there is a boom effect. But now, I don't know if I'd call it a true sonic boom.
No.
It's like a lightning bolt. So anything around where Archie is would definitely be...
So I'm imagining
the transition point.
A jet?
Yes.
A fire?
A steady stream.
Right.
Yeah.
Cool. We're taking a break. We'll be right back.
Have you ever watched an absolutely terrible movie and thought to yourself, what were they thinking?
Because we sure have.
So much so that we named our podcast after it.
What Were They Thinking?
Starring me, Nathan.
And Brendan.
Every other week, we take a bad to questionable movie and unpack it, so you don't have to.
And then every other week, we A your cues with our mailbag.
Or, you know, talk about whatever.
Yeah, no big whoop.
No big whoop at all. So that's What Were They Thinking?
You can catch us on Podbean, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and more.
Also, a ton of platforms that Brendan made up.
And we're back. Okay, everybody roll your dice.
You said roll your dice.
This is going to be a reflexes roll. Acrobatics if you got it.
Oh, all these sixes.
So acrobatics roll.
Acrobatics.
And then what is this for?
This is to see how well you stay up after the sonic boom.
To stay up, not survive, right?
Yes. It's looking like the dust clouds from 9/11.
Okay. Knowing that this has been practiced, we would have some sort of warning.
Some sort of awareness that this would happen.
That this is happening.
That the boom would happen.
So,
yes.
Except me.
Except you.
Yes. I'm just saying, Chime and everybody else outside the building
can brace themselves.
Would be able to brace themselves or duck behind like close cover.
Yeah, for a like bonus a to the roll or a lower target.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nice.
I've compelled over.
20.
22.
Not bad.
Some sixes in there, man.
11. 4.
Ooh. 8.
Ooh. So you have a little bit of shelter.
Yeah, I'm inside the building away from... But now the building is less secure than it was.
Why? Don't worry, I'm tracking.
See, I just don't see it being that big of an explosion.
It sounds like it's a pretty big explosion.
There's a new crater in the road from what just happened. The building is destabilized, and it's starting to lean.
All the kaijulets on the building have fallen off the building, likely.
Some of them have, yeah. On the outside.
Yeah.
And the ones on the inside walls that were not secure.
And we've probably made a spectacle of things.
Well, that too. When don't we?
We always do.
Right?
All right, so you, the ground is approaching you very quickly. You're pretty good.
Thank you.
You were able to, like, you got pushed back some, but you're not in any danger at the moment. A little windswept, but you're okay.
Yeah.
You're stunned because you hit your back into a light pole.
Yep.
The building is starting to shift underneath your feet in a very scary manner. And you rolled an 11?
Mm-hmm.
You're stunned as well. All right.
A piece of debris hit you.
Jeff, it's your turn.
How close am I to the roof?
How close do you want to be to the roof?
On the roof.
Nope. You're probably about a 4.5 down.
How tall is the building?
20 stories tall.
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Remember, these are Soviet-style skyscraper apartment buildings.
Yeah.
Inside
a
dome.
Yeah.
I wish I'd known that before I ran all the way up.
So I was thinking it was like 5 or 6 stories.
No.
So can I retroactive a little bit here?
Okay.
I didn't run up the stairs.
You went down the stairs?
Went down the stairs.
No. I ran to the nearest window.
Okay.
That was closest to water.
So close to the aqua rail.
Yeah.
All right.
Really, really need this to work.
Dropping a point, huh?
Dropping a point. I'm going to pull water out and make a cushion for myself and jump out the window onto it.
All right. Go ahead and make a roll. Are you pulling it from the air? Are you pulling it from any source you can get?
Any source I can get.
So would this be, what is it called, affrication?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is such an awkward word.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the skill or the ability control element, which has a target of 18. But I don't know if it would just be an extra normal roll.
He's rolling his apportation.
Okay.
And this actual skill he's using is the control element.
Okay.
To gather it. You got it.
24. 6.
Look at you.
26.
So go ahead and describe how you managed to get to safety.
As I'm leaping out the window, I sort of swirl my arms in the air in front of me, and you see water just pouring out from everywhere possible and collecting in a giant bubble above the ground. And I jump into the middle of it and slow down and stop just before hitting the ground.
I imagine it's like a perfect 10 Olympic style dive.
No, it's not. It's not a dive. He's just swirling his arms. All this water comes in, and he lands superhero style in the middle of the street. And all this water just
The water just
around him.
Out around.
Can we see that from where we're at?
I hope so.
I hope so too. Part of me hopes we can't because I want to see everybody's face when Jared's like, guys, you should have seen this.
Because we're,
like,
okay. We're coming from the other direction.
Yeah. Anyway, what I'll say is that you managed to do it from the side, not directly in front, because I'm imagining the direct in front of him is where the plasma is happening. All right. The building is falling. It's sinking down into the ground, partially, and then it's also like this rending, tearing, crashing noise as chunks of the concrete that make up the walls are just sloughing off and hitting the ground. And if this building is going to lay down in the middle of the city,
it's going to take out so many other buildings.
So this is going to be a little ridiculous. As the building is leaning and groaning and you can hear like the metal bars like ripping on the insides of it, you're probably out of view of this because you've been trying to course correct your way.
Yeah.
Everybody else roll perception.
Oh boy.
Oh,
yeah,
6.
I got a 6 too, total.
I got a 10.
14.
14.
10 or above, you see a giant rip form in the air.
What?
Emerging from it is someone in a gold helmet. They land on the top of a building in the path of the falling skyscraper.
Is it like a councilman's helmet that just is gold instead of the chrome?
Yes. And they take their hands behind their head with their hands together like they're praying, and they slam their hands down, and this giant rent opens in reality, and the building falls into that rent.
So it doesn't hit any of the other buildings?
Correct.
That's dope.
That's one heck of a power.
So how far away is this individual from Julian? I mean, top of another skyscraper.
On the top of another building.
Probably as tall, or if not taller than that. So that's quite a ways away.
Yes.
Julian's going to look through his rifle scope.
Mm-hmm.
He has the sight.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a proxy?
No.
No. Okay. So it's very clearly a councilman's helmet.
Correct.
Which is gold instead of chrome.
Yes.
Councilman's helmet. He's going to take a shot.
Okay.
No! What is that?
What the?
Can you spend fate points to reroll?
Yes, you can.
You can. This is an awful roll. I got a 9.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
What's the target?
Where you are on the ground, all the way up to like the top of a 20-story building, it's going to be like a 30.
Oh, gosh. There's no use in spending character points on that.
No.
Are we still in combat?
No.
Okay. Can I see what Julian is shooting at?
Yes.
I set my bag down.
Okay.
And pull out the helmet and put it on.
Okay.
And look at the guy.
Nice.
Okay.
What information do I get out of the helmet? The helmet has recognition. It can see people and it gives like folios, like descriptive information about them discovered in season 2.
Mm-hmm. Yep. This councilman is designated Shadow.
Okay. That's it? That's all it says?
Yep. But it hones in on you.
The Shadow does.
Shadow does.
Okay. And when I see that it says Shadow, I do speak out loud. It's Shadow.
Archie, what are you doing?
Falling to my death.
Landing. Landing politely.
Gracefully.
How close, what speed am I coming to the ground?
You're not at terminal velocity yet. I think you've probably at this point got everything under control again.
And I'm landing back in the, the building's gone, right?
The building is.
So where am I falling to?
Probably right next to me.
Sure, if you want.
I don't want to take away from his badass landing though.
Need a bolt.
Can I just like slow myself down and then barely fall on my face?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So while I'm falling, while Archie's falling, he's screaming out obscenities, of course, and trying to slow himself down with his flame jet. He sees Jer and he tries to position himself so he doesn't land on Jer.
Jer, you wonder why Archie is screaming bangarang over and over.
I'd be watching and like trying to get out of your way a little bit.
And as I'm about, 10 feet off the ground, I do a drop.
Okay.
I'm close enough.
Yeah. So Archie drops to the ground and stands back up and looks at Jer. Where were you, man? I was calling your name.
I was jumping out of a building.
Meanwhile, you hear rifle shots because Julian's going to fire again if he's able to.
I'm assuming Sam would like to take a shot at the Shadow as well?
No.
Okay.
How close is Julian to Sam?
Probably a good 2-3 meters.
Sam is going to introduce himself.
Cool.
Hi, I'm Sam.
What are you doing with Air's helmet?
I took it when we killed him.
Rifle shot.
And I'm whispering this.
Well, yeah. So Julian can't hear it. Let's see, 30. I don't know. I'm going to hit it without it. Yeah, I'm dropping it.
70.
Yes!
Rolled a 6.
Oh, come on. 41.
Yeah, so you're going to hit it. Yeah.
Now damage.
38 plus math.
38 plus math? Is that what I just heard?
Mm-hmm. Plus another 9. 47.
18 plus 3 is 21. Plus 4 is
25. So, 22 above.
Yeah.
He's dead.
He doesn't want to die yet.
No, he doesn't. But I love that. Think cinematics. About like the, what are you doing with Air's helmet? We took it before we killed him. I'm
dead. So the bullet hits the helmet. How much damage was that?
47.
Roll your damage code. You can't even dodge this. Go ahead and roll me...
My physique?
your physique. Because you hit the helmet, and when you hit the helmet, you hit the dead man switch. So now the overload is going through the entire helmet network.
So it's gonna kill them all.
Yeah.
They're all taking the damage. Everyone who's wearing a helmet.
So that's why I heard that.
I just heard the entire helmet network.
And spend.
It's not gonna matter. I would get up to 40. There is no way I am avoiding dying in this roll.
No!
I mean, I would have to roll all sixes and keep rolling sixes.
Just roll your dice and let me worry about it.
So that's what I'm saying.
It could just be a bad shock for everybody.
Seven.
Cool. So your bullet hits the helmet. The dead man switch is activated. What happens is bonkers because I didn't say what the dead man switch did.
No.
Oh, gosh.
So what happens? All of a sudden, Sam just drops out of existence. Like the rent, like the buildings and all, everything were appearing, just whoom, Sam is gone. Sam disappears.
Into the void.
Does he still have the radio?
Yes. Everything he has is gone.
The only person that might have seen that would be Chime.
Yeah. That would be me.
Because Julian would not have
You're
seen
You're looking through the scope.
Julian was looking through the scope.
Yeah. So would I have seen it with a 12?
Yes.
What else happened to Shadow? The helmet shattered.
Their body drops to the ground, to the top of their building.
Like it just doesn't fall off the edge?
Yes. Oh, well, go ahead.
It fell off the edge.
Even Ron.
I want him to fall off the edge.
Even Ron. I got this.
Odd. It's Jeff.
Odd thing.
See?
Yeah, especially with rolling this wild die. You knew it was going to come up as a one.
So go ahead and narrate what happens.
All right, so the helmet shatters off.
Yes.
The head's still there?
With a good percentage of the top of it missing.
Okay. Chunky salsa. Okay. The body's falling off of a 20-plus story building. It's ragdolls, but it bounces off a couple times. And since you guys are in the side of the building, I'm imagining that's the side of the building.
And between the two of you.
So here we have three landings. We got the superhero landing. We got
yes,
the space
Jedi landing.
And then we got the.
It is the Jedi landing. Since we've referenced it, let's explain what this Jedi landing was. There's three Jedi.
In a Star Wars DC.
In a Star Wars, yes. And they jumped off this edge and used their lightsabers as like the knife in the sail to slow their descent. One Jedi did it successfully, retracted their lightsaber, and just landed. Another Jedi couldn't hold on, fell, used the force push to save themselves from, like, face planting. So they just, like, kind of gently thudded on their body. And the other Jedi just completely smack into the ground.
So the trifecta has been completed.
Yes. So,
Julian, at that point, would be
that's
like...
That's what Chime's saying.
It's like... We'll strike another councilman off the list. Turns around. Sam? Where's Sam?
Poof. Gone?
How? What gone? Where did...
Exactly.
Breathe out. He's trying to see air elementals in the area.
You're just telling him to calm down.
That helps too.
He got it, definitely. That's a 21 and he only needed a 9.
There are zero air elementals in the area.
He's not even in the area. What?
Yeah, I know. Like I said, poof.
What do you mean poof?
You shot, he disappeared. That's all I know. He had on the helmet, was talking to the thing up there. When you shot, he disappeared. Kind of like the building that was falling.
Can we see them now?
Yes.
Have we started moving?
Yes.
All right, Archie's running over. Sam. What?
Sam went poof.
What do you mean poof?
Julian shot, Sam went poof.
You shot Sam?
No.
Julian's going to kind of be in this kind of daze, and he's going to walk past. He's walking towards the body.
Julian, shot Sam?
No. Julian shot Shadow. Sam went poof.
What Shadow? What are you talking about?
The councilman.
There's another councilman here.
Not anymore.
He made an entire building disappear.
The one that I was just in, that's no longer there?
And where is this councilman now?
He's on dead. The ground over there. You watched him fall with me.
Yes. You see Julian standing over his body.
That was him?
That was Shadow.
Julian's going to investigate the body.
Jared's going to go over with Julian.
I'm standing where Stan was standing.
18. He's wearing some very nice black clothing. Some of the nicest clothing you have ever seen in your life. Most luxurious shoes, the most well-appointed pants.
Julian's looking for tech, any identifying insignia, anything that might be in its pockets.
Nothing of importance.
Any pins, lapel, cufflinks, things that might not look like tech, but would be wearable
items. Ring.
He's going to take it. Anything he's fine. He's not saying a word to anybody. He's just going to take it.
I'm going to go up to Julian. Archie made this for you and hands him the cuff.
Archie's going to storm over and grab it from you. What makes you think you deserve this now? Your actions caused this.
Julian pulls out his lighter, flicks it, puts his thumb in the flame. Chime.
Yeah?
Calm me down.
Take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath.
Focus on your heart rate.
Focus on your heart rate.
And slow it down.
And slow it down.
All things Sam doesn't have anymore.
Focus.
Focus.
On calming yourself down.
On calming yourself down. Let's make this roll.
Yeah.
They're soothing.
See, I need a lot of dice for this one.
Okay. Of course. But still.
Right. It's almost statistically not a problem.
That's so close. 27.
59.
You get any bonuses? I mean, your pluses.
So, power of elemental persuasion. Power. And power of
persuasion.
Calming.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
You can roll your willpower to try and resist.
Resist what? 59?
70.
Wait, so is this what? Emotional Godzilla?
I'm sorry.
And Julian's gonna follow up. It's like, I am upset that Sam is not here. This was not me that did this.
Archie's gonna shake his head and reach back out with the gauntlet.
He takes it, looks at it. It's like, we gotta get off these streets. They're gonna be swarming with council, army, fire drakes in seconds, probably.
Arch is gonna lift his hand up, or lack thereof. Says, yeah, I think we need to do something about this first. Where to?
Is Kodarar still with us?
He was walking with us to get the thing.
Yeah, or what happened to Kodarar?
He runs up just as you all are calming Archie down. Kind of got left behind there for a second. I would head towards the waste treatment facility.
Exactly. That's where I was hoping you would say. So.
Because that's Markea Kodarara's home territory anyway.
Yeah. Less cover in the sewer. Let's just try and make it on the streets, street level. That's what Julian's going to say.
Sounds good. Sam. You find yourself in a very nicely appointed room. Have you ever had silk bedsheets before?
Yes, on a mission. I was there to assassinate a political enemy of Consigna. So I was in a hotel.
It's really nice to feel those again.
Yes, they feel very nice.
You're in a four-poster bed. And there are velvet drapes separating you out from the rest of the room. All of a sudden, you hear a groaning noise, and you hear some people shifting around. You hear someone cursing.
Do I recognize the voice?
Yes.
Whose voice is it?
Katana. I hate it when this fucking happens! And you hear the sound of a metal, hollow thing hit a wall. Shit! Fuck! Damn it! You hear tables getting knocked over. You hear platters getting thrown against the wall and rolling around. You hear jars and bottles, and you smell like perfume just starting to waft through the room. You hear the voice of Mr. North say, "This is not the first time one of us has died wearing the helmet. It's not going to be the last. You didn't have to take that giant-ass toy out in the middle of nowhere." "Which one of us was it?" says Katana. And she starts ripping down the sheets.
Like, do I hear the sheets being ripped, like, ripped down?
Yeah, the covers around the four-poster bed.
Ooh,
nice.
Whatever that is. 32.
What are you doing?
Making the room very dark.
You hear someone put on a helmet, you hear like a ksh noise as it seals on. The curtain gets pulled back. You can just see like a very slight glint of a visor with backlighting in the viewer. That's just for visual effect because it's ultraviolet. It's like a heat sensor type of thing. It's like, "You little shit." And pow, hits you right in the throat. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Bone Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. Our cast is Aaron, Ellie, Jeff, Jeremy, Johnny, and Jordan. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.